Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Well, here was our assignment from yesterday. To know what you prefer instead of humbly saying amen to what the world tells you you ought to prefer is to have kept your soul alive. The key to making a choice for life, for keeping our soul alive, lies in recognizing when my preference is ego's preference and not mine. When ego gets to choose, ego gets to continue its existence, while the human being is robbed of the experience of being alive. Yes, indulging the ego preference may feel good, but only to the ego. If we pay attention, we can see this feeling good is temporary and is a set up to be followed by dissatisfaction and suffering. Today, eschew ego's preferences and exercise a choice for life. What is your experience of knowing what authenticity prefers?
I love that. Isn't that gorgeous? What is your experience of knowing what authenticity prefers?
All right, shall we hear from our first caller?
Yes, please.
First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay, let's try our next caller. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Ashwini and Sherry, this is Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hey, it's great to get on and talk to you all. And yesterday I had an interesting and helpful experience with the daily focus. So I hit a spell in my afternoon where there was some time, heaven forbid, it wasn't scheduled. And, so that
oh, my gosh, what's wrong?
Yeah, temporarily it was, oh, boy, you know, this is great. This is how I, or ego, always wants it to be, right? And then, mm-hmm. you know, like within a few minutes, I found myself kind of lying down, and the clue was that brought me to awareness was that it was telling me I was tired, and I could feel in my body, I've been trying to, you know, go to my body, it was like, ah, and then, but it was, then it came in, tired. I don't think this is true. And then it dropped in, like I was kind of looking at, like, what would authenticity do? And it immediately just said, just get up and do the next thing you want to do. And I stood up. It was so simple. It was like that common sense love place. And I just got up and started, you know, making some things.
Enjoying your
life. You
know,
whatever the next thing I wanted to do, and I felt great. So, anyway.
And you know, Eleanor, what I love about that is the next thing I wanted to do. What a difference from ego's, oh, what's the next thing you have to do?
Yeah, thinking about it and stressing about what to do. And when it dropped in, it was a real relaxed, it doesn't matter what you do. Just do the next thing.
What do you
thing.
Want to do?
Just do
yeah.
it.
What do you,
you
want
know?
To do? What would you enjoy?
And, exactly. It was just mm-hmm. a relief not have to lie there and figure out what to do.
Yeah, it's because that just doesn't sound restful. I'm going to lie there and listen to ego go on about what I should be doing.
Right.
Funny.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So that was just a great gift to practice.
Yeah.
And I want to add one more thing. I can't remember what day it was. The discussion was going on about the emo class and the Project Joy at the same time. And my experience has been that the emo class is bringing up a lot for me. And even though I've done email study for years now, not email, excuse me, Enneagram study for years, but I've had some stuff come up. And I feel like that the support of this everyday Project Joy allows me to see that, the things that are coming up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Because I've fallen into some challenging places a couple of times, but I felt like I had more tools to have it, to incorporate it,
to
turn back
yeah.
to unconditional love at the right time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I think that that's such an important point for all of us to recognize. I think a lot of people are having that experience, but it's one of those where we don't recognize what the experience is. And it is that we are more present. That's just what it comes down to. We're doing more practice, and so we're more present. And so we can, when we see more, and when we see what it is that we see, we're in a better place to choose presence rather than, it's just like you're lying down with conditioning, right? It's that,
yeah.
that because you're present, you're watching what it's doing instead of being controlled by it and having no idea what's going on. So, yeah, you uh-huh. could have done the email class if you weren't doing all of these other things to stay present. You do the email class and this stuff comes up, but it's really jerking you off in this direction and that direction, and then you're kind of feeling bad about that. You don't know really where that's coming from. And people will often have the experience of kind of a variation on going farther and faring worse. Right? I'm doing mm-hmm. all this stuff, but gee whiz, I'm not feeling any better. Well, because it's happening in a context of not present most of the time.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then going into the identity of that is so easy to
yeah.
do, to slip back into it if there's no presence to
yes.
help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which,
you know, and I think,
by the
I
way.
Think it's the same. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I'm seeing it's a lot of the same things coming up with the Enneagram, but it's at a different level and from a different presence to see them.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can be doing anything, right? When we're present, we kid about, you know, you can read tissue boxes and have moments of great clarity. Right? Well, it's not what's written on the tissue box. It's that we're so present that we can be reading anything and have moments of clarity.
Right. Yep. So, mm-hmm. gosh, thank you. I'm so happy it's working out this way.
Well, yeah. You know, Eleanor, what it reminds me of is you talking about being at the monastery as a visiting monk and the level of presence and then going back into your life with that level of presence. Right? So,
oh, uh-huh.
yeah, it's
oh,
the same
yeah.
process, right? It's the same process, which argues for doing as much practice as we can all the time. Sometimes people will say to me, do you think it's possible to do too much practice? No. No. Can you be too aware? I mean, aren't I really being irresponsible by, no, no,
exactly.
We're not. This is our one and only opportunity here. We want to be present for everything that we possibly can.
Yeah, so we build that, the practice builds the presence, and then whatever life drops in to see is within
yep.
that presence.
Yep, and the lights just keep turning up and up and up. Everything just gets brighter and brighter. So the brighter the light is, the more you can see. The more you see, the brighter the light is. It's a wonderful progression.
Yeah, I'm starting to see it as, yay, I'm seeing it. It's tricky sometimes
uh-huh.
right there. It's like, oh, you know. It's, you know, when the ones see the repressed anger for the first time in their life, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But,
well,
but,
and again, as you know, that's why we don't call it anger. That you're seeing the repressed
okay.
energy.
Yes. Right. Exactly. That's it. That's
uh-huh.
the connection.
Uh-huh.
That is it.
Yep.
That's exactly
yeah.
what came to me during that. That was the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So conditioning wants to call it anger, make it something that you're afraid of. Feel bad about, so you're going to keep repressing the energy. When it's just energy, then now that's available for life. That's available for everything.
Instead
and
of
sometimes you'll yell at people. Probably so. So what? You're passionate.
It's just taking it out of the story in the head where it tends,
that's right,
tend to go before. And it,
that's yeah, right.
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Get it back where you can really use it and enjoy it in the body.
Oh boy. Yay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Eleanor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ashwini.
I think something was dropping in about this difference between doing practice from a place of presence and doing practice from a place of oscillation between identification and presence. It just feels qualitatively different.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and
yeah,
getting really comfortable with those differences, which,
mm-hmm,
again, with what you're saying, with what Eleanor was saying, the what's happening is a realization that I am the awareness that is watching it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep, I keep saying that to people, well, because it's really important, right? But it's one of those things where, yeah, I understand that. And then you have the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that just changes everything. Because now,
mm-hmm,
all that stuff, what's interesting, but it's not personal. There's nothing personal about any of it. Now, I mean, talk about pedal to the metal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything just goes into warp speed because,
mm-hmm,
now it's just seeing. There you're not bogged down by, oh, well, and that's wrong and I shouldn't and, oh, gosh, why did that happen? And if my mother had been, then I would, you know, all that is gone. And so we're just in that awareness that is aware of everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the specific that Eleanor was pointing out as a process, that if we're doing all of these things to be present, then we're much more aware. And when we're much more aware, we see a lot more. And when we see conditioning, We can't indulge the movement into identification, which is what it's hoping we will do. So
yes,
that a keto move of seeing suppressed energy or suppressed anger as suppressed energy is only possible from awareness, not taking it personally. And so if we stay,
yes,
in that awareness, then we can reframe the label that conditioning would use from the larger context of awareness, and now we are still,
mm-hmm,
in awareness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's the trick, right? That's the skill we're learning in those places in practice.
Yes, yes. And all of those pieces are part of it. So
yeah, mm-hmm,
I see it differently. It's reframed, right? Now,
mm-hmm,
I can use language for the reframing. So those,
mm-hmm,
old labels are gone. It's not
mm-hmm,
anger, it's energy. Now,
mm-hmm,
right. Now I'm in a completely,
mm-hmm,
different world. And I think what you're saying is that's how we stay in awareness. That's how we learn,
yes,
to stay in awareness instead of going back to the same old labels and language, the same old framework, then it's the same old egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. So we're really moving into a whole different orientation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly so. The context,
yeah,
switches. All right.
Yes.
Shall we hear from our next caller?
Please.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Greta.
Hello, Greta.
Good morning. Well, that was a great conversation about this whole process. What I saw yesterday and was this way in which conditioning tried to insert itself into a good time and make that, you know, take the energy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was, I was having fun in doing something that kind of brings out a child part of me, making some art, some colorful things. And, so the way it was talking to me, now I'm realizing as I'm saying this to you, was like as if talking to a child, like, well, see, you know, you can have a good time. You don't need to, look, you can do that by yourself. You know, it's kind of like all this seductive language about come with me, stay identified, or get identified in that case because I wasn't identified. And so then it kind of kept going in that vein. Like, you know, but what you're saying and Ashwini's saying is I was seeing it in awareness. It was getting kind of loud, but I was still able to see it and not go with it, just kind of be puzzled by the whole thing. Like, where did this come from?
Yeah. Well, you know, Greta, just right there with that very good question, for us to realize what you're saying, that when you're having a good time, ego isn't.
Sure.
And when you're having a bad time, ego is having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Yeah. So, So what would set that off? Where did that come from? Well, you were having a good time without it.
Yes, right. And that was the whole point of what I was doing. My art practice is to have my recorder and my timers and paying attention too, so that I'm making sure to not include it in that process.
Yeah, and you were going too far.
Yeah, well, that's really helpful.
For too long. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And so what I saw this morning was it kind of trying to capitalize on that same demeanor that it had with me, and just getting on the recorder and saying, you know, this is not where I want my attention. This is not how I want my life. I'm choosing love. I'm choosing peace. And to be able to just take myself to the place of compassion for the whole situation, and just what do I actually want, and to feel it was so, and that's a practice that's been enabled for me by this Project Joy every day, like you were talking with the previous caller and Ashwini. It's just the more we're practicing, the more we can just say, okay, right, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not indulging that. This is the place I want to be.
Yes, yeah, and that is, that is the reframe, right? That's the new language. I think we were talking about that yesterday somewhere, the whole language thing. That as soon as, because you have a habit now, we could call it that, you have a habit of stepping back, you have a habit of paying attention, you're in awareness, you see what's happening, and you reframe the whole thing. Oh, okay. I don't want to see life that way. I want to, and now you introduce the language that you choose. And that whole process just moves us, again, to a completely different orientation. The thing that is so fascinating about it for people is that everything stays the same, right? So it's not like you had to stop doing your art. You didn't have to whatever it was, you know, you didn't have to give up and go whatever yesterday. You know, you could be right in that situation that you were in and go through that progression, and you could do it very quickly. Sounds like this morning of you're here, you're in awareness, you see that old framework, right, that old language. No, we're not doing that. And you just, my hands are going from here to there, right? So, or it's actually from there to here, right? And it's a movement. You're making that movement.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And it was so, you know, it was using a voice that it hasn't used. Maybe it had when I was a child, I don't know. But I hadn't heard it before. And it was, you know, I just got that creepy feeling, kind of creeped out by the whole thing. And so that just made it a lot more obvious to say, and I'm sure I could get creeped out by it, whatever voice it uses, but was just easier to call out, I guess, that, that is just unkind and nasty, and no, I am not going there.
Yeah.
It was creepy. The way you said it was creepy. It's like, you know, the talking a child into getting into a car.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Here, I have all this candy, and
right.
we're going to go to the movies, and yeah, it is creepy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's interesting, isn't it, that because you were experiencing that childlike enjoyment of what
yeah.
you were doing, it came in with an approach for a child.
Yeah, that part is really creepy.
It
but
is. It
really
is.
Good
well, it
to
lets
see.
Us know what we're, that's right. It lets us know
yeah.
what we're up against.
Yeah.
That's the good
yeah.
news part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I will say that that just as the other caller said, with the Enneagram class, one
mm-hmm.
thing that's been really helpful is to just actually kind of get into those identities a little bit and get a bigger picture about how they operate in me that I had no idea of, in the same way of just really kind of being more open to, oh, yeah, well, I can feel that right here, right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm being a skeptic or
uh-huh.
whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
and
it's that same in awareness we're kind of having the experience, but we can reframe it as not personal.
Yes, and one of the places where I think that what we're doing with this class is so much fun is projections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it gives such such an ability to see a projection from a different perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, now I recognize how a 4 approaches things, how a 3 approaches things, and I can see it in my projections, whereas before I wouldn't have noticed them because those are the kinds of things that just go under the radar. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because that's just how that person is, or that's just the
that's
way they
right.
are always
yes.
are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Clever of me to notice how they are.
Well, yeah. And it's just that's a whole nother conversation and a whole nother process, but it's a lot of fun to be able to look at things that way, as you say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you very much.
All right. Thank you, Greta.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Greta. That was a fascinating conversation. There were so many things about it, Jerry, about, to me, what dropped in is compassion.
Mm.
Because that place of being able to relate to how conditioning controls me allows me to be so much more open to the authenticity of a person who's being controlled by conditioning.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow. Wow. That's big, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind
mm-hmm.
of the whole deal, actually. that's it. That everything we become aware of enables us to choose compassion.
Yes. To choose
mm-hmm.
love, to choose to be
mm-hmm.
present to the authenticity in me and in the other person rather than by being triggered by conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's very helpful.
Well, I think we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Janice. And I keep getting bumped off of the queue, so I hope I can complete this. I'm in Vancouver, but I was in the queue the other day from Iceland.
No.
Yes. So
did
it was
go
so
happy.
Yeah, I went happy. I went circumnavigating. And somebody spoke about being in another country and then without devices. I've been without devices for quite a long time, so I was without being able to do several things I couldn't sign up for because I knew I'd be gone for this period of time, but continuing to practice. And I wanted to just relate from yesterday's practice was that I am having this wonderfully huge opportunity right now because my oldest stepchild Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought I clicked out. And her husband and the three grown grandsons are all visiting from England as soon as we got back. And so this is a relationship. I met her when she was 14, and her brothers were 12 and 5. And so I've been with their dad, who is widowed for 40 years. And I could see I don't want to project any of the stuff that I might have done when I was 25. So this is just my opportunity. And oh my God, it was just like, it's been so amazing.
Mm-hmm. To be with these folks from a practice perspective, to be able to see how it was, lo, those many years ago, and recognize the differences, not get caught up in any stories about what happened back then, but just be able to appreciate being present to you, to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that?
Yes, yes. I could see, and I was doing it with, when I did virtual meditation this morning, I was thinking, you know, practicing the clarity of speech and communicating, and I thought, I can see where I want to express how happy I am to see them as a loving family. And so I wrote an email to her this morning because they're staying at a motel nearby. And I didn't know if she'd get it, but just to express that after dinner we went and just walked by the ocean, and the kids hopped along on the logs, and then everybody was throwing rocks at a pile of rocks in the water, and the simplicity and the laughter I had, the joy I had, and how grateful I am that they've come for a visit. And so I was on this call this morning, and then just when the internet went down, the telephone rang, and I wouldn't have answered it if I hadn't been disconnected trying to, you know, redo this. But it was my stepdaughter, and we made arrangements so how we could get more time together today. And you know, I just like, oh my God, it was just, you know, nothing wrong. You know, nothing wrong with expressing what it is. Nothing wrong with, you know, just being open. So if somebody doesn't respond, it's not personal. I've done my part.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's beautiful, isn't it?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. That whole thing. Yeah. And especially that last part that you said, that you've done your part. You've expressed the love you feel and the gratitude that you feel. And whatever anybody else does with that is what they do with that. And how lovely that in this case, it went really well.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does go the way we hope, and sometimes we do get what we want. In fact, actually, a lot of the time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I woke up at 2 in the morning, and I didn't really get back to sleep, but what I did is I woke up, and there were sensations in my body, and then I kind of went to thinking about her and how we could have more time, and oh, maybe I can't ask, and I immediately just thought, oh, this is nuts, right? This is just a story. I just listened to the radio show talking about, you know, you don't need to noodle it. Just drop the noodling. So yeah. I actually went to, because the new Project Joy quote wasn't in, I went back to that. I listened to my recording from before I went away about how I was hoping this would go, or, you know. And then I listened to some radio shows, because I've missed the whole radio shows. Then I listened to the open air. And And, you know, eventually I got up and went to the beach and just meditated, did virtual meditation there, did, you know, other things. And it was just like there was nothing wrong with anything. And that's when it dropped in to write that email.
Oh, that is, that's gorgeous, isn't it?
It really is. And I think that, you know, that the feelings, you know, like I want to say, oh, I've woken up because I'm worried about this. And I'm thinking, you know what? I've probably woken up because I'm on 7 hours difference. It's the middle of the day for me.
Right. This is jet lag. Let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
I can have all this time to catch up on with what everybody else has been doing in practice, and I can meditate, and I can be open, and then look what dropped in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous story.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and the last thing was, I also, because I was away, and it seems to have come on me so quickly that, you know, I want to have a team. I haven't even had time to talk to anybody. I've just checked the email and said, oh, my gosh, I've only got this time. I'm just signing up. I'm going to make a team, and I don't know who it'll be, but the team is called Changing Places.
Changing Places.
Yeah.
Right.
I was inspired by Rebecca talking about getting people to help her with the move. But then I was thinking, like, it was changing places. If we can imagine how we would be living in the conditions of, you know, being offered meals and food and, you know, clean water and safety and all the things we take for granted. Mm. Yeah. So however it'll unfold, that so far, that dropped in, like, just get it in. You can get the team later.
Yeah, exactly. All will be revealed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to get here, and then the whatever else, it'll be revealed. It's not a problem. Yeah. That's great. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Iceland. Okay, we'll talk about that next time we have a chance to talk, okay?
Okay.
All right, good. Thanks, Janice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Janice.
Thanks, both. Thanks, everyone.
Well, that brings us to the end of another wonderful show, Sherry. Here's our assignment for the day.
All
for
right.
Everything that lives is holy. Life delights in life. It's only when we're identified with ego that we experience an absence, something wrong, not enough. The moment attention is wholly here, delight is our experience. In presence, we wonder at a hummingbird's dance, the exquisite beauty of a butterfly's wing, the marvel that is the industrious ant, the perfection of a peach. Appreciation, acceptance, curiosity, laughter, reverence, all labels for life at one with life. Today, practice the delight of presence, witnessing the holiness of all that is. Record and listen. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. And we'll
thank
see everybody
you,
tomorrow.
Ashwini. And now we can say with great enthusiasm, go happy. Janice really knows that. Yeah. Maybe she can even say it in Icelandic. I don't know.
Right. Take care,
thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.